Resident Bad Boy Moonbin by Von Seal, read by Interstellar Blue. It had been 5 months since Dongmin discovered that he had a crush on Resident Bad Boy Moonbin. 5 months and 14 days, to be exact. Dongmin had marked his calendar when he came home from school one day and thought, Bin is really, really hot. And from then on, he was unable to escape his feelings. I find it terrifying that you remember when you even got a crush on him, Gino remarked, when he noticed Dongmin blissfully staring down at the marking in his personal planner. I mean, I don't even remember when I started liking Myeongjun. The two boys glanced over at Gino's partner, who was currently at the end of the table in order to hold a burping contest with Sana. Or why I started liking him, actually. Don't say that, Young. You two look cute together, Dongmin argued. Gino winced. Yeah, that's what worries me the most. Dongmin didn't believe Gino's concerns for 1 second. After all, he smiled with amusement when it appeared his boyfriend won the burping contest, and he gave a small, flirty wave when Myeongjun glanced over to celebrate the victory. Do you think Bin and I would look cute together? Dongmin asked nervously, and he closed his planner. His own eyes traveled to the end of the room where Bin sat with a few of his own friends. They wore their school uniforms untucked and had piercings in their ears. Well, so did Gino, but Gino smiled to the teachers and turned in his homework on time, and also cried over cute animals, so Dongmin really didn't consider Gino to be of the same cut as Bin was, Bin and his sharp eyeliner and even sharper gaze. Gino evaluated Dongmin's question for a few seconds before nodding his head. I think it's cute, anyway. The model student making out with the rebel in the bathroom after school. I don't want to make out with him, Dongmin fussed, shoving Jinu's shoulder. I just want to hold his hand and maybe watch movies together and go on dates at a really nice restaurant. And then you make out with him in the bathroom after school. Just because you and Myeongjun do it doesn't mean I need to do that, too. Jinu whined and leaned into Dongmin. His parents don't like the fact that he's dating a guy, and my parents think he's a bad influence, and where else are we supposed to kiss? Not in the school bathroom, Dongmin muttered. He continued staring at Bin for a few more moments until he noticed Bin's eyes suddenly snap over in his direction. They were piercing, even from the distance between them, and Dongmin didn't react fast enough. He kept their contact locked for 2 seconds before gasping and turning away quickly. Jinu nearly fell from Dongmin's sudden movement. Dude, what's... Bin looked at me, Dongmin hissed. His heart was racing and he could feel himself beginning to panic. Jinu, he looked straight at me. Jinu, Dongmin decided, might have been rather smart, but he lacked some forms of common sense because he started to seek out Bin's gaze, too. Where? Dongmin grabbed Jinu and pulled him closer. Don't look, he might suspect something. If you keep giving him goo-goo eyes like you've done for the past 5 months, he probably already does suspect something. Dongmin's cheeks were reddening, and he denied the fact that he'd ever sought out Bin in the past 5 months, but when Gino wasn't watching, he glanced back again. And Bin was still staring, though this time with a small smile on his face. From then on, Dongmin certainly tried to avoid Bin's presence. He pretended he didn't see him or hear him or have a deep crush on him. He pretended that life was fine and dandy. He only hid once when he saw Bin coming. Unfortunately, he had chosen Myeongjun to hide behind, which was a terrible idea, because Bin just chuckled and Myeongjun accused Dongmin of making fun of his height. His dodging skills were, at least, getting better, and he told himself that he might be able to make it through the year, had one day he not come in exceedingly late to class. In his defense, he had gotten caught in the rainstorm outside and had given his umbrella to an elderly lady at the bus stop. As such, he had visited the bathroom first in order to dry his hair with paper towels. It was frizzy beyond saving, unfortunately, but at least it was no longer wet, and he wasn't paying attention to the time. The bell rang, and with a sinking feeling of horror, he realized he was going to be late. So Dongmin ran down the empty hallway, frantically scrambling around corners in an effort to make sure he wasn't too late, at least. He had never been late before. Teachers constantly praised his ability to arrive to class on time, early even, before the teachers themselves had gotten there. He liked to be prepared. There was nothing wrong with model students, was there? As such, when He ran straight into his stronger body. He only stammered out, "Sorry," before moving aside. But the other person grabbed his wrist, and when Dongmin glanced back, he realized it was Bin. Resident bad boy Moonbin. Dongmin blinked before trying to pull out of Bin's grasp, but Bin didn't let him go. "Dongmin, right?" Bin suddenly asked. Dongmin was shocked that Bin even knew his name, and he was certain the surprise showed because Bin chuckled lightly. You're in my class, this next class." "I'm late," Dongmin responded. "Please, I need to—" "I'm late too, though." Bin didn't seem concerned about it, but that was just the way Bin was. Dongmin greatly admired him for it, too. Sometimes, in the middle of his intense study sessions, he wished he was more carefree like Bin was. "What's the rush?" "Let's go together, then." And with that, Bin was dragging Dongmin down the hallway to their next class. Dongmin struggled only slightly, but after a while, he came to appreciate the way Bin's hand wrapped gently around his wrist. Dongmin found himself actually trying to hide a smile at their close proximity and their sort of hand-holding. He was going to have to tell Jinu about this, and then Jinu would gush over it because Jinu always gushed over cute moments. "Hey, Dongmin? What?" Bin was grinning at him, and he pointed at the door they were in front of. "We're here." Dongmin could hear the teacher inside already beginning her lecture, and his stomach dropped. "Great," he mumbled. "Don't worry. We can come up with some sort of extravagant excuse. I need to make an entrance, after all." "What sort of excuse? And wouldn't that be lying? I can just tell her what happened." Bin shook his head. "Leave it to me, Dongmin. I've got the perfect thing." Bin was good at excuses, so Dongmin put all of his trust in Bad Boy Moonbin, a hapless smile on his face as they entered the room. All eyes turned their way. Dongmin ducked his head and nudged Bin, trying to convey that the excuse had better be good. "Sorry," Bin announced for the entire class to hear. "Making out in the shower with Dongmin is pretty difficult." Dongmin kicked Bin's leg, then watched in slight humiliation as his crush fell to the ground and the classmates around him whispered in shock. It was his first detention. Bin had lost count of what number this detention ranked for him, but he asked Dongmin out on a date in the middle of it, earning himself an angry stare from the teacher in the room. So Dongmin, in an effort not to get in trouble again, nodded his head shyly and tried to ignore the warmth in Bin's eyes as he gazed over at his soon-to-be boyfriend.